for the top of the hour break, but it was just a long first segment. Anyway, we appreciate being with us. Justin Akery, joined by the Canadian Nightmare, Christina Lecure.
Canadian Nightmare, so sweet of you.
Well, it's Hijacker.
I'll take it.
You prefer Hijacker?
I'll take either one. I'm good with whatever.
The old Canuck. Keith Carter's here with us. Our State of Mind clothing is, we were talking about hitting it big and then retiring. Keith is on his way. He is he's an Arkansas success story, so I wanted to bring him in. We've had a relationship with him off and on over the last several years. He's whooped up some T-shirts for us, and we're just a tiny little piece of the big puzzle for you, but we're becoming an even smaller piece, which is good news for you. Congratulations on your success. Talk to me about the recent developments with another homegrown product, Dillard Stores.
We've been doing the Our State of Mind thing for quite a while now. And
when did you start it?
2011. Riverfest was the first thing that we did back in 2011.
But you were involved in shirts before that, right?
Not really.
Okay. Seems like I've known you longer than that.
You have.
You just personally.
What were you doing before that?
You just didn't know it, sir. I was bartending for old Donnie Dugan down at Markham Street.
Okay.
So.
Long night there once.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had my moments. Anyway, okay. So you got it going.
Yeah. So we did started Our State of Mind. We've been doing this for a couple of years. And then about a year ago, I had the, idea of obviously States of Mind clothing, which is, if we can do it here, there's really no reason we can't do it everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Kind of been tweaking that and really kind of hit off when we started making some shirts that girls really liked, because girls like to buy stuff and they like to buy stuff more than guys like to buy stuff.
Yes. This is in the running for understatement of the year.
Yeah. Well, and I should have, we have demographics on our Facebook page. And so, it's been telling me 85% of our followers are women, mm-hmm. and 97% of people that comment on stuff are women. But I kept making men's shirts, thinking that they'd come around.
Hmm.
But then you got a girlfriend, and she's like, hey.
Yeah, she's like, hey, you should make women's shirts. I'm like, all right. People like Chevron and Aztec stuff. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I could do that. And they really do. So, yeah, that's what is killing at Dillard's right now, and a bunch of different stores. Gene Lockwood's we're in, and I don't know which places you have sponsorships with, but I'm just mentioning a whole bunch of stores.
None of those, but it doesn't really matter. It's fine. I'm excited about you. I'm happy for you. So, and you're in other states now, so you've expanded out. Where else are you located? And I'm wondering if you have to – I'm assuming you'll have to tweak some of these messages to be appropriate or applicable to these different places.
Well, we have what we're doing in Dillard's right now, especially for the women, is a lot of not really statement stuff. It's a lot more artistic type things, mm-hmm. and trendy stuff that – women really like. And then we have some of the other stuff that's selling, there's a store, Levy's in Nashville. It's a real, been around since the 20s, that sells our men's stuff, like the funny stuff, and they do really well with it. But the stores like Dillard's and stuff, they're carrying the more basic trendy stuff. But mm-hmm. Dillard's tested us in Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Missouri, and Kansas, and then that went well. So in consecutive days after the first week of test, it went, the Texas division called me. He's like, hey, can you do Texas, Oklahoma, and South Louisiana? I'm like, okay, sure. And then the next day, the Arkansas division called and was like, hey, can you add Nebraska and Ohio and Kentucky and Mississippi and Alabama? And I'm like, yeah, that's no problem.
You're like, see, it's a profit.
Your head is
spinning.
And then the next day, Florida calls and they're like, hey, can you do Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia? I'm like, no. No, yeah, yeah. So, we should be, I think, in 19 states by August.
Man, that's great.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
So where do you do all your production, and who comes up with the different ideas and designs and all that?
Well, currently, we do the design stuff. Most of it's done from my bedroom, in my bed.
See, Matty T, this is the deal we're looking for. We want to do the show from a house with a keg fridge and a couch.
Absolutely.
That would be the next best thing.
We were talking about getting a kegerator.
You
yesterday,
should. There's no telling what kind of cool designs you come up with if you had one.
I know.
A lot of tie-dye.
Yeah.
And then, we print and stuff out in West Rock. But we, I think in the middle of this month, signed a lease for our new warehouse space downtown on Broadway to move into that. And then by August, we'll be moving into our new store on Main Street and 6th. States of Mind Clothing. We'll be featuring the actual full product line here in Laurent.
Mm-hmm.
Be our flagship store.
That's cool. Well, congratulations.
That is awesome.
I'm excited for you, man.
Well, thank you.
Like a very girly question.
Yes.
What kind of t-shirts are those? Like, what are, like, do you carry, like, that Gildan or, like, what are the brands of that t-shirt?
Fruit of a Loom.
Okay.
No.
He's got nice tees.
No. I want to know because here's the thing. My girlfriend and I were in Florida this past weekend, and we went to Red Bar, and they have like the cheaper t-shirts, like the Gild or whatever it is. But then they have these like super soft ones, and I'll be honest with you, they cost a freaking fortune, but we bought them anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of been the secret to our success is doing really, really soft shirts.
Love them.
We put really stupid things on them, and people still buy them, and they still want it, and just because they're soft shirts. So.
I know. I was totally the same thing. I'm not really like the biggest shop. I'm definitely on the lower end of girls when it comes to shopping. But I even bought
the bottom.
I'm at the very, very bottom. Like, I'm not a big shopper.
Like, I'm a horrible t-shirt designer, but I have really soft shirts, so people still buy my stuff.
Exactly. That is it. Hey, smart man.
Can you come up with, some of the stuff has been, you've done some sports themed things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had the I'm a Belieber shirts, and we had
Belieber
shirts, yes. We had the our Kansas is better than your Kansas shirts and things like that.
It is.
Will you do some of that? So I'm thinking, like, for Texas, you've got, you know, teams they love to play, and Oklahoma, same deal, and you've got some of that.
Yeah, that's, you know, we're in the process of getting our, you know, hey, we're getting big, let's get a company organized, let's get some people hired, stuff like that, so that I can really kind of just sit back and drink a lot of beer and – like, just visit other states.
Yes.
And find out what kind of shirts stuff they want on t-shirts.
Yeah, it's a work trip.
Yeah, so.
Man, I wonder who Hawaii hates. Let's go over there and check that out.
So that's kind of what I'm wanting to do for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know how soon I'll be able to start
research.
Doing that. Yeah.
That's good.
Product
R&D.
Research has to happen.
Hey, my friend, that's a TWO. It's a tax write-off, so
yes.
Get on it.
But we have set, like, you know, we have the Missouri Loves Company, and we have the Sell the Tennessee, which is like a tennis ball C of in the shape of tennis.
I get it.
Stuff like that. The Mississippi, which is like a sippy cup with a lady's head on it.
I kid.
I like that.
Yeah,
well, that's silly things like that.
Yeah, again, there was definitely a keg fridge involved in this.
Yes.
Who are you kidding?
No, if it's soft, it'll sell.
Yeah, it's like soft, it'll sell. That's our mantra. If it's soft, it'll sell.
So do you want to do this
happen.
Until you're like Gordon Gee's age of 69, or is this
and
something you want to?
I'm going to disparage everyone that I can when I'm his age.
I like that.
I can't wait.
That's good. You have that to look forward to. You'd be a rich and powerful fella.
Yeah.
Is this something you want to build and then sell off, or is it something you want to be involved in forever and ever?
For the right price, Justin, that is the stupidest question. For the right price, everything's for sale.
I understand that. I could sell you a co-host for the right price. But
exactly.
The point is, I'm just wondering, if it's such a love thing for you, a passionate deal for you, or if it's something
that's a
business venture.
I could never sell the Our State of Mind clothing, the local stuff. You know, if the right price, I could definitely sell the nationwide one, because it's a lot of work and stuff.
This whole work thing.
It's a lot of work, man. I just want a lot of money and just sit and do nothing.
Yeah.
No.
I respect that. That's American way.
I would love to. I love the Arkansas thing, and I would always do that, you know. But
do you have a website, or do you just push to the Facebook page?
statesofmindclothing.com or AR State of Mind goes to the same page.
Okay.
We're in the process of getting that all up and going. It's up and running. You can get some Arkansas stuff, but we're getting all the out-of-state stuff up on there.
What are you especially proud of from the Arkansas angle as far as a designer and something that you've done well with?
You're such
a humble guy.
I don't know.
Yeah, forget you then. If you're not going to give me an answer, come
on. I'm going to put your face on a shirt, and that'll be probably my greatest accomplishment.
I don't think that's going to sell.
It'll sell. It's soft.
I don't think my wife.
If it's soft, it'll sell.
Let's see. You know what? If you want to truly put your theory to the test, try it. Try it. Sterling.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Did you check out the plea agreement last night?
What?
The rookie, the Cuban defector from the Dodgers that just called up?
No.
He's the next phenom, the next superstar. He had a couple of home runs last night, tied the game, hit go ahead.
I did hear him talking about it. I heard Vin Scully's call actually on SportsCenter today, so I didn't know what he was talking about. I just knew he was a rookie. I didn't know he was a Cuban defector.
Yeah, they say he's like Bo Jackson freakish like that.
When you defect from Cuba, do you take cigars with you, or do you just say I'm not worried about it and you're just trying
to get out of there? You're not worried about it.
Just curious. I guess he can afford to buy his own now, but.
Yeah, and my boy Walker got touched up a little bit last night. He gave up six to the Diamondbacks. So I was going to talk to you about what you said about Tiger and what you said about Lance.
Talk to me.
I know you, so I know you didn't mean it like this, but somebody that didn't know you heard you say it. Probably thought maybe you was offending Lance, maybe because he's a white guy.
Nah, you know me better than that, buddy.
But, I mean, I know that, but I'm just saying, some outsider.
No, I mean, look, I rooted for Tiger, too. I mean, Tiger was a great story. I thought I rooted for Tiger all along. And even after Tiger had his issues.
You just said you're pretty sure he used.
What?
You said you're pretty sure that he used something.
I am pretty sure of that.
He's probably pretty sure that there's a lot of people, no matter what their race is. It has absolutely nothing to do with that.
I'm just doing this for discussion's sake. You wouldn't pretty sure that Lance used as well?
Oh, he knows Lance used, but he likes the story.
At the time,
it's not the same thing because those guys are so small. I mean, they're so lean. I mean, it's not like I can go, wow, that guy really looks huge and he really stands out in a crowd versus. And they all look the same. All bike guys look the same to me. They're all lean and mean, and they're incredible. I mean, they're all amazing athletes. And Tiger is, too. You look at him early in his career, and we talk about this with Bonds all the time. Why can't we talk about it with Tiger? I don't know why Clemens didn't get bulkier. Maybe he did. He always was sort of a big fella anyway. He's a big old Texan. But, you know, Tiger got – he was small dude when he came up, and then he got real, real bulky, and now he's not as bulky now. Am I just to think that, he works out totally differently because of the knee injury?
That could honestly be a possibility. When we first –
That
when
could
he,
be in fantasy land, but I don't know where
Tiger plays
golf.
You know
what?
When he first
golf.
Came out on the scene, he was 19.
Okay, so I understand that. Barry Bonds, when he came on the scene, was young too, and when he was in Pittsburgh, he was a small guy. So it stands to reason that, yes, he might grow over the years, but it got a little out of whack, and people were like, wait a minute.
He works out like 3 or 4 hours a day.
There has been – now, come on. Let's not act like there hasn't been talk, and there haven't been rumors, and there hasn't been a ton of smoke around Tiger working with Balco and other stuff like that.
I am not doubting that at all. I'm just saying it could be a possibility. I'm just not putting the words in my mouth that is a fact. Heck no,
I'm
ever.
Not saying it's a fact. I'm just saying it's not any kind of stretch for me to believe that.
I'm here to say it's a fact.
Okay. Go with Keith. You know what? In fact,
it's a fact.
Tiger's a cheetah.
You need to
get a T-shirt made.
That was already made, cheetah. That was more of the cheater on your wife, as in the cheater on steroids.
Look, you take it however you want.
All I know is it is.
It's a double
you put it on
entendre.
A soft. Thank you. You put it on a soft T-shirt, Keith, sell like crazy.
I'm telling you, it will. Make sure it's soft. You can sell pretty much anything you want.
Soft, you know what?
It'll sell.
I feel comfortable.
Am I getting a commission on that? Hey. If it's soft, it will sell. I love it.
I feel safe saying that Ryan Braun's a cheater, and he's a white dude.
But you need to check out this guy for the Dodgers. You need to check him out.
I could take a poll from people and ask them if they think that Tiger ever took some stuff he wasn't supposed to.
There you go. There's the poll of the day.
I think you know how that going to turn out.
Yeah, I do. You think because there's so many racist people?
Well, I didn't say
either. Okay. Well, it's all good. Look, I'm not saying for a fact. I'm just saying there's a lot of issues there. And again, you know, the other thing is, when you see these guys who take the stuff, typically they have injury issues. And I'm not saying that's the reason Tiger had injury issues, but he did. And he was gigantic.
The reason why Tiger had a knee issue is the fact that he turns on that leg faster than anyone in the league. Are you kidding me?
Which league is that?
You know what I mean.
Professional golf league?
Professional league.
I know he does. I don't know. Anyway, that's not really what the
LG.
That's not really what the show's supposed to be about. You know what the show is about when it comes to Tiger Woods is that winning cures everything.
No joke.
When they put that Nike ad out about winning cures everything or winning changes everything or winning fixes everything or whatever it said exactly, the point is we were all like, I don't know, bad message. Guess what it does? And, oh, by the way, Tiger's about to sign a massive new endorsement deal with Nike. I cannot wait to see the details on this. There was a story about this that came out this week, and I'm sure they'll wait until the U.S. Open week to announce it.
Oh, of course they will.
But after all that, and even though he flopped last week and he had his worst 9 holes ever, Nike says, hey, you know what? We're going to roll with this guy. Probably a safe bet. He is the number one player in the world by a long shot. You know what's amazing? More amazing than that is that Rory McIlroy, as stinky as he has been for an extended period of time now, at least by his standards, he could play left-handed and beat me, but that's not the point. But as far as PGA goes, as bad as he's been for as long as he's been marginal by his standards, he's the number 2 player in the world by a pretty good margin.
Absolutely. It's because of last year.
Some of those rankings date back 2 years.
Yeah, it's because of last year. He went off last year, and that's the reason why he holds that so high. And really, he hasn't played that bad. He's had about 4 bad tournaments this year, but he's played 2 really good tournaments, and obviously that's kept him up in the standings. But yeah, no, I would like to. I think Rory's going to actually play quite well at the Open. I know Tiger's going to play well at the Open as well. I don't even know. I did not watch a lot of golf this past weekend, so I didn't even see how bad he was actually playing, but he'll rebound. There's no question in my mind.
But NBC, I think on Father's Day, they're going to be in it. They'll be the final 2 on Father's Day.
Oh, you do? Fun. Look at you.
Y'all take a deep breath.
Oh, that would be the heck of a Father's Day, let me tell you. That would be a great day to sit on the couch with your dad. But
yeah, I wish I could. He's not around. He's alive. He's just not here.
That's just no.
Sterling,
so
I'm going to come spend Father's Day with you. Okay, good call.
He's
thanks.
Like, heck no.
Keith, congratulations on your success.
Very, very cool.
Our State of Mind, follow him on Facebook. You can catch him in Dillard's and Gene Lockwood's and elsewhere.
And many other places in town.
Coming soon to a T-shirt closet near you. Do you have a closet full of all your designs?
I do. It's multiple closets. Like six. No.
Well, I'm excited for you, man.
All my shirts are on the floor. I don't have a closet.
I just use
a shirt. One. All my shirts are one-time use.
So you're wearing your cleanest dirty shirt?
This is the cleanest. Well, I printed one for me to wear today, and I'll throw it on the floor.
Oh, you're going with the George Costanza. You want like 365 shirts, so you only have to do laundry once a year.
Exactly.
I like the way you roll.
You literally
throw them away.
And then I print 365 more.
You literally print that this morning and wore it?
No, I didn't literally print this morning.
They don't have sarcasm north of the border. Here's the thing. You could send those to Indonesian kids who are freezing.
That's true.
Does it get cold there?
I think so.
Indonesia? No. They don't.
The middle of the night at the very, I guess, is that south? So it's probably right now. It's getting a little cold down there.
Probably is. Yeah. It's probably 75.
Yeah, I'm about to
freezing.
Say.
What about in Indonesia? Is it cold there?
Where?
Forget it. We'll be back.
The other one.